Everyone, it's a real pleasure to be joining you here from Woodmere, New York. Thank you so much for inviting me. It is such a great privilege to be a part of this incredible initiative of Talmud Torah. So we're here in the middle of Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara has an intricate discussion about which bracha is supposed to be recited on various kinds of food items, and whether or not something would require a bracha of Hamotzi. In the midst of this discussion, we have a very interesting passage that the Gemara brings, which is something that is not so relevant to our Gemara, but it's something that's relevant to many other areas of halacha, as we will see. And that's what we're going to discuss this evening. Generally, when we talk about the bracha of Shehecheyanu, it's a bracha that is a very unclear bracha as to how exactly we categorize this bracha, how exactly we figure out what the guidelines are, when this bracha is supposed to be recited, and when perhaps it's not. And we have the very famous application of when this bracha is made. That's a Gemara that you'll get to later on in Masechta Brachos in Perek HaRoeh, the ninth Perek, which is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Chav Gimel, talks about somebody who is Bana Bayis Chadash, somebody who builds a new house, or somebody who is Kana Kelim Chadashim, somebody who buys new clothing. In such a scenario, we assume a Shehecheyanu must be recited on those occasions. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara get into a discussion about what if a person is kana v'chazer v'kana, what if he buys and then he returns it and buys it again, so perhaps it's not so exciting for him, or is it only if it's supposed to be recited on something that's just totally new, not if he had it before? That's the details of that halacha. There is a fascinating discussion in Achronim when a person makes a Shehecheyanu on buying something new. So the Achronim point out something which is a very important observation, and that is the following. We say that one is supposed to recite a Shehecheyanu when he's kana kelim chadashim, when he buys new clothing. The Achronim point out that this is not simply to be taken literally. It's not that every time one buys a new clothing, a new article of clothing, that a Shehecheyanu is recited. It's only if one is excited about the fact that that article of clothing has been purchased. So for example, in Europe, when they lived in a time when people only had one suit, and now they went ahead and bought a new one, which was something that was a very exciting event, so then perhaps a Shehecheyanu would be recited. But maybe there's room to argue that nowadays, when we have so many articles of clothing, and many of us have a wardrobe that has many suits, so every time somebody buys a new article of clothing, it's not something that is of such great excitement. Perhaps in a case like that, a Shehecheyanu would not necessarily be recited. That's a very subjective kind of Shehecheyanu that we say has to be made on Kana Kelim Chadashim. But either way, the Gemara there says that when a person is Bana Bayis Chadash, when a person builds a new home, a Shehecheyanu must be recited. So there's an interesting discussion in Achronim. It always intrigued me. What if a person buys a new home, and you're living in a society like ours, where a person doesn't have all of that money up front to pay for the house, or even if they do have the money? Most often we have people who buy new homes, and they decide to put up a mortgage. They take out a loan in order to be able to afford the new house. So that's a question. Do I recite a Shehecheyanu when I have that opportunity of buying a new home? Yes, it's a very exciting event, but at the same time, now I owe a whole lot of money to the bank, and I'm nervous that if I default on my loans, or if I don't do everything the way I'm supposed to, I don't pay them back within the right time, perhaps I'm going to accrue a whole large amount of interest, and that's something that is going to make me very upset. So perhaps a Shehecheyanu might not be recited, because at the same time as I'm very excited about the fact that I bought a new home, that I have such a wonderful new purchase, but at the same time in the back of my mind I'm always concerned about the fact that maybe I'm going to have a great amount of debt on my head. Would that take away from the fact that a Shehecheyanu should or should not be recited in such a case? Now this is a very interesting question that is discussed. And then you'll say, well, maybe after the 25 years are over, after I paid off my mortgage and now everything's done, now I'm certainly going to be excited. So then there should be no question anymore. Maybe then I certainly should recite the Shehecheyanu. Well, the Achronim say, no, that's not the appropriate time, because Shehecheyanu was instituted at the time when you purchased the new item, not at any given time later on, even though that's the time when you burn the mortgage, that's the time when you're very excited. But still, that is not the time when you make the actual purchase, and therefore a Shehecheyanu certainly would not be recited 25 years down the line. The question is, should a Shehecheyanu be recited now, when, although I am very excited, I also have the concern that perhaps I'm not going to pay my debt on time, and I'm going to have a whole lot of interest that comes out from the loan that I took. So some bring the following proof that a Shehecheyanu should be recited regardless of these ancillary factors, of the fact that maybe I'm going to be nervous, I'm going to be upset, I'm going to be sad over the fact that I have a lot of debt. That's not something that should take away from the Shehecheyanu, because in the here and now, I am very excited, even though, yes, in the back of my mind, there is some sort of concern, but right now I am excited. How do we know that that should be the case? Well, the Mishnah Berurah writes as follows. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Rashba, that the Gemara tells us when somebody, God forbid, loses a parent, and the parent leaves over a Yerusha, the parent leaves over a lot of money, the parent leaves over a whole inheritance for the children. So a Shehecheyanu or a Hatov HaMeitiv is supposed to be recited because the child now is the beneficiary of all this money that was left over for them. So you'll tell me that you should make a Shehecheyanu, you should make a Hatov HaMeitiv. Aren't you sad about the fact that a parent died? I would hope that most regular children would be very sad about the fact that a parent has just passed away, although they left over a big inheritance for them, but that's not a reason to say that we don't realize the fact, we don't recognize the fact that a great loss, a great tragedy has just befallen the family. But yet we paskin, the halacha is that a Shehecheyanu and a Hatov HaMeitiv is recited on that occasion. And what you see clearly from that is, what emerges, is that a Shehecheyanu is recited even though sometimes a person has in the back of their mind some kind of issue that they feel would take away from the great degree of simcha that they might be feeling at that particular moment. Because right now, since there is a great element of simcha when one buys a house, since there's a simcha at a time when a person gets a Yerusha, a Shehecheyanu would be recited. So that's one kind of Shehecheyanu that the Gemara discusses later on in Masechta Brachos. Here in our Gemara, we talk about a Shehecheyanu that's recited upon the performance of a mitzvah. As we know, we just celebrated the Yomim Tovim. We say a Shehecheyanu when we come to Sukkot, when we come to Pesach, when we come to various mitzvah opportunities throughout the year. Now, the Sukkot Shehecheyanu is recited not only on the mitzvah of shaking the lulav, not only on the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, not only on the mitzvah of blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but also on the Kedushas Hayom, on the excitement, on the beauty of the day, of the great sanctity that the day of Rosh Hashanah or the day of Sukkot has. That is also an added element of simcha. So let's study together the Gemara on our daf, which will give us a lot to think about when it comes to various mitzvah opportunities throughout the year. The Gemara tells us on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Ditanya, Haya Omed Umakriv Menachos B'Yerushalayim. If somebody is offering a karbon in Yerushalayim, Omer Baruch Shehecheyanu V'Kiyimanu V'Higiyanu Lazman Hazeh. The person should recite a bracha, Shehecheyanu V'Kiyimanu V'Higiyanu Lazman Hazeh. Now, who exactly is supposed to recite the Shehecheyanu? Our Gemara says that when a karbon is being offered in the Beis HaMikdash, a Shehecheyanu should be recited. Who is reciting that bracha? Now that's subject to a major dispute in the Rishonim, a major disagreement. Rashi here has an interpretation. Rashi in other places has another interpretation. It's very, very unclear exactly who is supposed to recite the Shehecheyanu. So Rashi in one place says that we're talking about the case where we have a Kohen who has never offered a karbon in his life. It's the first day, his first day on the job. He's put up to offer this karbon. He's very excited. He recites a Shehecheyanu because it's first time that he has the opportunity to perform the mitzvah of offering a karban in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi then brings that there is an old version where they quoted that no, we're talking about a non-Kohen. We're talking about the Jew who offered the karban in the Beis HaMikdash. He is the first time that he's bringing a karban in the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe that's why he should recite a Shehecheyanu, because it's his first opportunity to bring a karbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Those are basically two very similar interpretations. Again, either it's the Kohen's first time offering a karbon in the Beis HaMikdash, he's the first day on the job, or it's a regular Yisrael, a regular Jew's first time bringing an offering into the Beis HaMikdash. That's a reason for celebration. A Shehecheyanu should be recited. Those are the first two interpretations. Tosus on our daf explains that no, that's not the reason why a Shehecheyanu is being recited. Tosu says the reason why a Shehecheyanu is recited is because, well, we have here a Kohen who's only having an opportunity to offer Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash 2 days a year. As we know, the Mishnayos tell us in various different places that there were 24 different groups that all of the families of Kohanim were split up to. 24 different groups, and each group had 1 week a year, 1 week every 6 months, which means 2 weeks a year that they were able to serve. Of those 2 weeks a year, each of those 24 groups were split up into six categories. So you only had an opportunity twice a year, 2 days a year, to actually serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Your family only had a chance once every 12 weeks. And even once in those 12 weeks, you only had one out of the 6 days of the week. And therefore, it's very exciting. It's a mitzvah haba mizman lezman. That's like something that comes once a year. Let's say like shofar, you only blow once a year. Shehecheyanu is recited. Sukkah is something only comes once a year. Shehecheyanu is recited. It's what we refer to as a mitzvah haba mizman lezman. It's something that comes along periodically. And therefore, Shehecheyanu is recited. And Tosus writes the same would apply over here. That since this is something that only the Kohen has the opportunity to do 2 times a year, that's like a mitzvah haba mizman lezman. That's a periodical mitzvah, and therefore a Shehecheyanu would be recited by the Kohen himself. Now the Ramah makes a very interesting psak. We generally think of a mitzvah of Shehecheyanu only being recited on a mitzvah that's performed 1 time a year, like shofar, like lulav, like Megillah. Those are something that only happen once a year, and therefore we think a Shehecheyanu is recited. But the Rama says something in Hilchas Brachas, which is very surprising. The Rama writes in Siman Reish Chaf Hei, let's say I have a Peiros HaMischatshos Shnei Pa'amim Bashana. What if I have a fruit whose season comes around 2 times a year? Not that the fruit's season is only once a year, but that it comes around, let's say, in the beginning of the year in September, and it comes around once again in April or May. So, the Rama writes that a Shehecheyanu would be recited because, again, that's ba mizman lizman, that comes only periodically. Even though it's twice a year, the Magen Avraham points out that he extrapolates from our Tosus and our Daf that a Shehecheyanu should be recited in such a case, because twice a year is also called periodically, as you see from our Gemara. Either way, what emerges from our Gemara is a very important concept, and that is, how would you take that to other areas of halacha? So take for example, I was asked a question by someone in our community recently, a kala, a young bride who was about to get married, and she was planning on using the mikveh for the very first time in her life. She had never used the mikveh beforehand, but now she's about to get married and she will. She wanted to know, should a Shehecheyanu be recited upon her first time immersing in the mikveh? And the same question would arise, should a Shehecheyanu be recited the first time a woman lights Shabbos candles? And for that matter, you can carry it over to many different areas of halacha. Should a woman recite a Shehecheyanu when she goes to the mikveh, when she lights candles? Should a young child, when he's bar mitzvah, the first time he puts on tefillin, should he recite a Shehecheyanu? It's not a mitzvah haba mizman lezman, it's not a periodical mitzvah, but at the same time it is something where it's my first opportunity to perform that mitzvah, and maybe that would warrant a Shehecheyanu. Take, for example, a man who has the tremendous opportunity of doing a pidyon haben. Doesn't happen so often, but the first time that he has the chance to do that, perhaps we should say he has the right and he has the obligation to make a Shehecheyanu upon performing that mitzvah. This is subject to a major dispute. If you look in the Rama in Yerodeya, the Rama writes in Siman Chaf Ches, in Ilchus Kisei Adam, that somebody who has the first opportunity to shecht a karbon, again, I could have done it any time in my life, but I didn't always know how to, or I wasn't always around when I was given this animal to shecht. Now I come to the first time that I have an opportunity to perform the mitzvah of kisui hadam, of covering over the blood after the blood is shechted, after the animal is shechted and the blood spills out from the neck. I have my first chance to do that mitzvah. Says the Rama, a Shehecheyanu should be recited on the mitzvah of kisui hadam, on covering over the blood. Why? Because it's my first time performing the mitzvah. And the Shach argues very strongly on this psak of the Rama. Why would you assume that the first time you recite, you perform a mitzvah, a Shehecheyanu is recited? The only criterion that we have for reciting a Shehecheyanu on a mitzvah is when a mitzvah is ba mizman lizman, when the mitzvah comes periodically. But a mitzvah like Kisei Adam, which is not a periodical mitzvah, it's a mitzvah that happens every single day, just you happen not to do it every day. It's your first time doing it, but it can be done any day of the year. That would not warrant a Shehecheyanu, and the Shach argues very strongly. The Shach believes that the first time one performs a mitzvah, a Shehecheyanu absolutely should not be recited. Where is the crux of this disagreement? What is the backbone, what are the fundamental underpinnings of the disagreement between the Rama and the Shach, whether a Shehecheyanu should be recited on the first time one does Kisei Hadam? Well, that all stems from our Gemara. As we said, the Gemara says, when you're sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, or standing for that matter, and you're offering a karban, a Shehecheyanu should be recited upon offering that karban. Who is reciting the Shehecheyanu? And again, that's subject to the dispute in the Rishonim. Rashi writes that the person who is reciting the Shehecheyanu is the Kohen. Why is the Kohen reciting the Shehecheyanu? Because it's the Kohen's first time in his life that he's actually having the chance to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rama says, if that's the interpretation of the Gemara, if that's the criterion necessary to recite a Shehecheyanu, why don't we also recite it by the first time one does Kisei Hadam, the first time perhaps one puts on tefillin, the first time a woman goes to the mikvah, the first time somebody has the chance to light Shabbos candles, or the first time one does the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. That's all based on Rashi's interpretation of our Gemara. However, if you learn like Tosus's interpretation, that our Gemara is only meaning to say that a Shehecheyanu should be recited by the Kohen because it is only an opportunity that he has twice a year, 2 days a year, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, offer his karban, and only twice a year, that's called Zman Lizman, that's called periodical. Well, if that's the understanding why the Kohen is reciting a Shehecheyanu, that could not be expanded, that cannot be transferred over to a case where somebody is doing a mitzvah for the first time. Those two cases are not similar at all. And therefore, the Shach is of the opinion that since he understands, like Tosus understands in our Gemara, the Shach is of the opinion that a Shehecheyanu would not be recited. Again, the later Achronim generally assume that we follow the practice of the Shach, that a Shehecheyanu is not recited. I think the Chasam Sofer is of the opinion that if you don't have the practice to say a Shehecheyanu the first time you do a mitzvah, one should not go ahead and institute it because it's a Suffolk Bracha Levatala. I think that is the general practice in most communities that a Shehecheyanu is certainly not recited the first time that one performs a mitzvah, although it's a very exciting event, although it's something that we are very happy to be doing, although it's an opportunity we've been looking forward to. But since it's not something that is mizman lizman, since it's not something that is periodical, generally we assume that a Shehecheyanu would not be recited on the nature of a mitzvah like that. I wish you all continued mazel and hatzlacha. This incredible program that you have of learning an Amud a day sounds like it is a tremendous growth opportunity, and may you only continue to learn and to grow and to develop and to ultimately know the entire Masechta Brachos. It looks like you're almost finished. I wish everyone a wonderful evening.